We're here with Paul Tonko in the WAMC studios. Paul, you are bringing back the Grinch Bots Act. Sounds like a children's book. What does it do?
Well, a couple of years ago, and when President Obama was president, he signed into law a bots bill that dealt with the internet and the buying of tickets for events, major events, sporting events, and the like, and then utilizing that monopoly and jacking up the price and then making untold fortunes at the expense of the public, so that you did price some people out of these events by manipulating the process. Well, it appears as though that legislation didn't reach far enough. And so the bots bill reform that we're advancing is for e-commerce, making certain that children's toys, for instance, at the holiday season, can be purchased by families in retail. But if these groups are going to buy up large quantities through email operations and like, there need to be, I think, restrictions that come into play.
Give us an example.
Well, say there's a favorite toy, and a lot of this is done by the favorite toys that are out there, and you buy out all of that you can as one of these operators. And then you're going to sell this at a price that perhaps many families can no longer afford. So, you know, it impacts, I think, certainly the retailer at home. It impacts the affordability for the families and enables these people to make super mega profits simply because they played off the internet and purchased out a great bit of inventory. So every year there seems to be a game or two or a dollar or two that are the big want on Santa's list. And we just believe for the sake of fairness and affordability and a good balance out there, it's important to make certain that these restrictions that would come with legislation would be a reality check for the whole situation. You know, I'll be traveling to several shops, as I do every Small Business Saturday, which follows Thanksgiving. And it's always interesting to hear their concerns and just to see, you know, the jobs they produce, this community spirit that they ignite. It's just good to have these mom and pop shops in our neighborhood. And so much of it has turned to e-commerce, you know, where the retailer has become the showroom. And all of this activity happens on the internet. Here, there's, I think, an opportunity for us to bring better balance and to support those mom and pop operations at the local level. I mean, just to trek through all of that every year is just like a nice, stark reminder that small business is a powerful business and really, you know, provides a great multiplier in our communities through revenues and through jobs that are provided and through that community spirit, again, that is so valuable.
Well, that's agreed. However, it does appear that a lot of small businesses are going out of business. And one wonders if there's any fix.
Yeah, we do live in an interesting time with technology. And, you know, just that personal contact, which is lost oftentimes in technology, is something that's, you know, will be sad to lose if that does happen.
Well, it is happening, isn't it?
Right. And you try to hold on however you can to provide the modifications or the regulations that will enable them to still be those business people in our community that provide for that that warm and fuzzy touch. I think that that's a big part of community spirit, and it does trickle out and ripple out into a quality of life component, I think.
Paul Tonko, I wanted to ask you about the Democrats' prescription drug bill. That's something that has gotten an awful lot of attention. When the president was running, he said that was something he was going to pay a lot of attention to. Anything but. So what do you think?
Yeah, well, he had introduced a legislative a draft, and I noted that the stock market with our pharma groups did really well upon that announcement. So it ignited, like, it alerted us to the fact that we have to do better. So the Subcommittee on Energy and Commerce recently held a series of hearings. I'm not a part of the Health Subcommittee, but Anna Eshoo, Representative Eshoo from California, is the chair. And they have made this their number one priority. And they have put into legislation different opportunities for bulk purchasing, which has been restricted by law. And there are federal programs where it would be very helpful to have bulk purchases and enable us to work on addressing the safety, the public health, and the affordability for many. Their prescription costs are oftentimes impacting their family budget, and they have difficult choices to make. Even situations where many are taking a fraction of the dose that's prescribed to them just to sort of stay somewhat healthy, which obviously is a dangerous way to approach it. But there are also a series of some of the more popular but more expensive pharmaceutical drugs that will be part of an assignment to the federal government to look at how they can curtail those costs. They will work away at a batch of the more popular and more expensive drugs. It is a situation that you hear about all the time. It is probably one of the most common complaints that I will get when I travel through the district. The cost, the affordability of staying well or alive for many folks. And, you know, some of the research that is done is important, but sometimes that has been shared with the congressional colleagues and myself, that if we tinker with some of this, the research dollars will go away. But basically, I think what you'll have here is a real sound opportunity for a balance where research will stay in place, where they will continue to come up with new medications, but that the affordability curve will be addressed by having these assigned, more popular items that are in need of adjustment taken care of along with the bulk purchasing, and, you know, also putting a cap on how much out-of-pocket expenditure. So I think the savings that come to government from doing this bulk purchasing will then be used for the contribution that the feds will make so as to put a cap on what individuals and families would have to pay for medications. I think the whole saga has been a long, drawn-out struggle for far too long, for far too many. And I'm hoping that as we continue to do hearings on this topic, we'll come up with more and more solutions. I don't think there's a silver bullet out there that addresses it pell-mell. I think we need like a series of bills that will provide for the outcomes that have driven this exercise.
Paul Tonko, thank you so much for putting up with me and with us, and we are so happy when you come in and talk to us. It's very refreshing. The news may be bad, but you're a good guy. So
well, it's always a pleasure to join you, and I would just share as we come to a conclusion here that about 275 bills, bipartisan in nature, have been sent over to Senator Mitch McConnell. And, you know, when people say, what are you doing? There are a lot of things that have been accomplished.